From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County Legislators Public Safety Committee voted October 15th to lease 3,600 square feet in Coxsackie for 3 years for a processing center. They'll pay $3,800 per month rent for the first year, rising to $4,300 a month by the final year for the office from Flatch Real Estate at 370 Mansion Street, across from Cumberland Farms. The sheriff's office will also use a county building office at 411 Main Street in Catskill for evictions, foreclosures, subpoenas, and levies. And the sheriff is adding another office, this one on the second floor of the Greenville Pioneer Building. That's at 11184 Route 32 in Greenville. The Public Safety Committee also voted to demolish the old jail in Catskill that has not been used since April when it was deemed unsafe. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said, and I quote, "I'm glad the legislature made the decision to take the whole thing down and not piecemeal the decision. It would cost too much to rehab. I hope they make it into a parking lot for the courthouse. In my eyes, it was a good decision," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. WNYT reports that New York State Drinking Water Quality Council met October 17th and took no action. They were supposed to set maximum contaminant levels for pollutions, PFOA, PFOs, and 1,4-dioxane in the state by October 2nd. They finally met 15 days after that deadline to set standards on toxic chemicals that have been detected in municipal drinking water supplies in Hoosick Falls and other cities and towns. Instead, they again took no action. Liz Moran of Environmental Advocates of New York said, and I quote, "I don't think anyone should be happy today. This is a pattern at this point, delay, delay, delay. It seems to be a repeat thing with this administration," end quote. The council will meet again next month. Read the full story at the WNYT website. Matthew Nancy reports at the fray that the four debates between Republican incumbent John Faso and Democrat Antonio Delgado begin this week. Two will discuss issues in the 19th Congressional District election on Friday, October 19th at 1 p.m., hosted by WMHT. On Monday, October 22nd at 1 p.m., hosted by WAMC. On Tuesday, October 23rd at 7:30 p.m., at the Woodstock Playhouse, hosted by Spectrum News. And Monday, October 29th at 7 p.m., at SUNY Sullivan, hosted by the Times Herald Record. Faso, an actor and independent candidate Diane Neal, and the Green Party's Steve Greenfield discuss issues October 16th at a forum in Delaware County at the Walton Theater that Delgado could not attend. Read the full story at the fray. The website 538.com released its forecast for the nation's election of governors this fall on October 17th, and they predicted that Andrew Cuomo has a 99.7% chance of getting reelected. 538.com predicts Cuomo, a Democrat, will get 59.1% of the vote November 6th, with Republican Mark Molinaro taking 36.9% and other candidates getting 4% of the votes. The website also predicts Democrat Antonio Delgado has a 59.7% chance of unseating incumbent Republican John Faso in the 19th congressional district vote. Delgado would win 49.3% of the vote under their forecast model, with Faso getting 47.8%. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.